So I'm going to do Kuf Pei Hei and Kuf Pei Vav today. So the beginning of Kuf Pei Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says something that's interesting. Shulchan Aruch writes that Ishu Shei Bechezkas Tzmeya Asur Lo Lavola Ad Shetomer Lo Tavalti. Says when she's Bechezkas Tuma, she doesn't become a terrorist to her husband until she says Tavalti. And it's directly out of a Gemara in Nida Yud Beis that says the same thing, that a woman who's Bechezkas Tzmeya, she's a Surah Labayla until she says Tahorani. So it's interesting, the Lashon. Why does she have to say Tahorani? Right, the whole month, if she comes next to him, he doesn't have to ask her. Stam. Woman who doesn't have a veses, any day she might be a nida, but lamaisa, she comes to him and she doesn't tell him that she's a nida, so it's assumed she's tahora. Same thing when she brings him supper at night, right? Don't have to ask your wife, is it kosher tonight? It's kosher, she's bringing it to you, what do you think? What exactly? However, here there's a mashmos in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch that she has to actually say, I am tahora. So the Chavis Das picks up on this, and he says, yeah, it's taka not enough. If she lies down next to him in bed, that's not enough. She has to actually say it. So many didn't agree with this. Aruch HaShulchan, how could this be? Who ever heard of such a thing? Why suddenly does she have to say it? Okay, Maisa, many are makbid on this Chavis Das. It's not the world's hardest chumrah. The shail is, does it make any sense? How would it make sense? Well, why on earth? Regular cheskas kasha, so a woman has a cheskas kasha, she's kasha yid, why would she be being machshel her husband? And if she wanted to be machshel her husband, if she says, I am tahora, right, well, that's not going to stop her. So l'chor, I thought there could be a pashut hesber. Maybe we got into a little bit of yivamis. Which is in the basic din of the Manas Veit Echad. So there's an interesting Gemara that the Gemara says about Nida has a special limud by the Nemanis of Nida. The Gemara in Ksuva Sein Bei says, Minai l'Nida shesoferes la'atzma. How do I know that she could count Shiv Nakiyim for herself and she doesn't need some sort of proof that she's actually counting them? We just trust her, she's counting them. Shenemer v'safra la shivas yamim, la la'atzma. You see, she counts it for herself, no one's checking in on her, and based on that, the husband, he could assume that she's become tahora, that even though she was a zava, even though she was a zava gedola, nevertheless, the dam stopped. So, why do we need a special limit here? What's special about nidus that you need a special limud that the woman's nemenis? Always eidechad and bisurim, even an isha. What do we need this for? So Ramban writes in the beginning of Gittin, he says, yeah, you need something special here because she's becheskas iser, a woman who's a zava, she's becheskas tuma. And then made by a chazaka, we know in Yivamis peiches, we know that. But when it's a cheskas iser, an eidechad is not believed. Stam eidechad is not believed. A woman is believed to say she was mafresh chala, and the husband could eat the chala on Shabbos. That's because it's biyad l'takna. She has rishus. Every woman has rishus from her husband to mafresh chala, and therefore it's biyad to be mafresh chala. She has the koach to do it. Shouldn't she has the koach to do it? So then we say cheskas kashus. She has the ability to make the challah kosher. She's a frum Jew. Therefore, we assume she did it. But believability, if she couldn't do it, if it was, she was saying about a different woman's challah. She was saying, that woman, I know she took challah. That wouldn't be enough. How do you know she took challah? Because she's just an eidechad. You need two eidim. Also says the Ramban, so too here, by Nida, she's b'cheskas tuma. B'cheskas tuma, always, b'kol Torah kula, you need two eidim. And it's not b'yada. because she can't stop herself from being a Zava. She wishes she could, but she can't. And therefore, it's a special Nemanis that here the Torah gives her Nemanis.
Why is it not
Biyada? It's not Biyada because a woman can't stop her blood from flowing. Nothing she could do. Meaning she was a Zava. But you have to realize the Pasuk is talking about Zava, it's not even talking about Nita. This is a little bit confusing point. If people don't know the difference between people learn the Sugya and the Gittin, sometimes they don't realize. We're talking about a Zava. Zava Pashta, she sees, maybe she's been seeing the last 10 years. She's Bechazaka that she's seeing. And she also has a Cheskas Tumma, Stam, because we know she's Tmeya. Well, let's, for the moment, let's just treat her as a Zava, as we know we treat everyone as a Zava. So Mela, there's a Chazaka here. So how does she get out of the Chazaka? So Gzeres HaKasev, that she has Nemanis. That here, a woman has Nemanis. The Rashba and Chulun Daf Yud says a different teretz why we need the Pasuk. He says, because it's a Darush HaBe'erva. This is Erva. Erva always needs two Eidim. So that's what they say. And therefore, the Safra law is a special Gzeres HaKasev. And not everyone holds this, right? The famous Tosfos in Gittin does not hold this way. Right? This Mstam you saw at the beginning of Yevamos with Briskerov's letter that Nida is not a Darush HaBe'erva. Darush HaBe'erva needs two is Dafka. I did an Ishus. When you're doing something that's making a woman Aser, as an Ishus Dikadin, she was Mizana, she's an Erva. But by Nida, maybe it shouldn't apply, that could be. Tosus says that Chesgas Isser, in a Chanam Chesgas Isser needs two Edom, but by Nida, he says there's no Chazaka. He says, like what Ari was saying, that she's not the Chesgas Shatiya, Roa Kol Shavisha. Not so pashut. I have to tell you, it's not so pashut. Because besides the fact she is Temeya, maybe she is. The Chazals are talking about a woman who's a Zava till the day she dies. A Zava is not normal to see. Right? She's seeing. Is she going to stop? Hopefully. Right? But it's not her Chazaka is Mayan Pesuach. She has this Machla causing Zivas. It's definitely not pashut to say that she's not for Chazaka. In any case, Lefi, the Rabban, and the Rashba, we have a very interesting point here, is that a woman being Tahora, saying she's Tahora is different than Stam bringing him supper. And after we could say, therefore, it's a din of Nemanis. It's not just a Cheskas Kashus. Not just a Cheskas Kashus that she wouldn't be Machshel you. You need more than that here, because you need to prove that her Dam stopped. How do you prove that Dam stopped? Oh, Xeris Akasiv, a woman is Nemenes. And she's Nemenes in a place that needs Eidus. But Mela, one could say that it's a din Nemanis. Cheskas Kashus just means you're from Jew. Some you do the right thing. Nemanis is something different. Nemanis is that I don't lie. Right? Even people who are sometimes chashed, but there could still be a din of Nemanis, which is Nemanis is that a person says something, Jewish people don't like lying. We don't like lying, it's a bizarre to lie, and therefore if I put my word to it, so then we could be sure I was careful about it, I'm not making a mistake. And therefore perhaps the Torah is being mechayev this added level of raya on the part of the woman that she has to actually be made to her husband and say, I'm Tahora. That could be. It's not a hard chumra. But that's something that's kedai. That should actually say pepah. It's interesting, one other place this could be nogeya is with the mikveh lady. The mikveh lady is a very important job, which is a woman's tovelis, and hopefully she's not chassidish, and she has beautiful long hair, but she goes into the mikveh, how do you know all the hair goes under? So that's a big problem, because she has to be meyer that she's tahara, she has to know she's tahara. How does she know her hair all went down? So this is really not such a pashut point. You should always know this isn't 100% pashut. I'll tell you, there is a maila in telling a woman to go down very deep. You know, because who's the mikveh lady? Is anyone actually washing her? you know, if she's being meyer, she's got a, it's against a chazaka. She has to know 100% sure my hair went down, right? Not becoming chassidish and cutting off her hair. But have long hair, but make sure she goes down all the way. You know, my wife's mikveh woman for our, we have a mikveh right next to us, and you know, most women, you know what they're doing. Some women don't. You know, and you have to make sure they go down again. You know, so the woman herself has to know, but normally she doesn't know, and she knows from the mikveh woman. Okay, so that's an interesting thing. The mikveh woman, we have to assume the mikveh woman has nemanis. It's an interesting thing. The Beis Yosef, Kuf Tzadi Ches, quotes on the Maram of Rudenburg as saying, this mikveh woman also, she is working against the chazaka. Right, now you could talk about if it's biyada of the mikveh woman. Pashas, the mikveh woman is not doing anything. So there's no like chazaka on her. She's just being made. So she has to actually be made. So the Maram says, a nafgamin from this fact, he says the mikveh lady has to be a gedola. He says, since it's going against a chazaka. The emes is ikur halacha, we hold that anything that's the raisa, you always need gedolim. That eidach and erun bisurim is only given to gedolim by dinei deraisa. The Maram L'chayra was of the opinion, not that way. There's a ritva that holds that even a katan, even in dinei deraisa, has right to be eidach nam bisurim. But says the Maram, here it's going against a chazaka, and therefore you need a real nemanis, and therefore she has to be a gedola. So I thought that could be the reason. Well, there's an interesting minhag, which is that the mikveh woman always says bepeh kasha. When the woman goes down, the mikveh woman says kasha. And she says it, and she's not just saying, oh, mistama, there's someone watching, if there's a problem, I would have heard about it. So maybe sometimes that could be the case, but when you're going against a chazaka like that, you need that the mikveh woman actually should tell her kasha, and then she could go back to her husband and say that kasha. So, after the zamayla, but I won't say this really because I don't see anyone say this, but after the Zamayla, she knows herself. You know, the Lamaisa is born in halacha that a mikveh lady is good enough. Yeah.
In a general question, what's the reason that there is a mikveh lady?
So because of the long hair.
That's the whole reason for her to be there?
Lamaisa, once she's there, she's also the one who handles, you know, any questions. She checks the woman's back, makes sure there's no chatzitzos. But that's.
So she's being made that all of her hair went on.
Yeah, there's other matters. Like Kabbalah, it's good that the first person that the woman meets is a from holy person. There's a mile like that brought in Nister. But the ikur is because of the hair. If they don't have a mikveh woman, they have to use a hair net or something else, or to know in themselves that they could swim down deep enough that it shouldn't be a problem. Okay. So Kuf Pei Vav, we learned the inyan of bedikos. When does one have to do bedikos? So the Mishnah Nida Yud Aleph talks about women doing bedikos, one before Tashmish, one after Tashmish. The Mishnah Nida Gimel says, Kol Hayad HaMarba Livdok Meshubachas, the more bedikos you do is good. A woman always doing bedikos, to be very careful that she shouldn't be seeing them. Now, why do we do bedikos Bechlal? Aye, a woman isn't Tmeh without Hargasha. So why bother doing bedikos? It's a good question. So the answer is, we see in Chazal that they didn't see it so simple like that, because they assumed any woman who's getting her period, who's getting a regular natural flow of blood at the time for the woman's body is menstruating, it's possible she's having haragasha. you find that being a davar pashut, and we'll assume irgish avalava daitam. Stomach, there is some sort of symptom that she's feeling, and she's not putting her finger on it. But therefore, we always assume that that's a possibility that she's seeing down before, and therefore, midrabbanan we're choshish for it. Like Gabi Tuma Vitara, we're choshish that a woman who gets her period, we're choshish that 24 hours earlier she's already been getting her period. And if she was getting her period, she'd be seeing bar hagasha. We assume that there's really hagasha there. Midaraisa, we assume that she's not tamei until she actually sees down. But midrabbanan, we assume, well, if she's getting her period, mistama could be it's coming earlier and she didn't notice it, but she's really having a hargasha without noticing it. So therefore, Chazal wanted you to do bedikos. Therefore, the Mishnah is talking about doing bedikos. Shmuel in the Gemara, though, says that no, these bedikos were only for a woman who's a suka bataros. She's a suka bataro, so therefore we want to make sure she's not making truma tame, she's eating truma, or she's being machmer to eat chulin batara. So mamela, she should do batikos. But stam, a woman, she does not do batikos before tashmash. Now, first question is why not, right? Truma or chulin batara. It's a maila to eat chulin batara, but why is it for that we're so machmer, and for iser kares of a woman to her husband, certainly we should be very worried that maybe she's starting to get her period, but she hasn't noticed it yet. So why don't we worry about that? So we find that the Gemara says that in a way we're more machmer by taros than by a woman labaila. We find that in either daf yud that the chachamim hold that we are choshish, a woman's became tzmeya even before she actually sees dam. Because we're choshish, if she got her period, mistama she was feeling and didn't notice it. And therefore, the taharos that she touched, we have to be mutame them. We have to be mutame them if it's within 24 hours later she gets her period. So Shammai objects, and Shammai says, no, I don't think this is true, because if so, you're going to be mevatel woman from period verivya. If you say that we always have to be worried that maybe a woman's getting her period and not noticing it, that's a very scary thing. And everyone's going to want to be a tzaddik and a chassid, and they're going to be really careful and not have enough tashmash with their wives, because they're always going to be worrying, and that's going to make a problem, and that's not Ratzon Hashem. So on the same lines, the Gemara says on Yud Beis, has a similar idea. It says, if we don't do bedikos, except for an isha suka bataros, so what's so bad? Why doesn't a woman do bedikos before tashmash? So the Gemara says, imkenia libo nokvo porish. Once he knows that he's going to be held accountable if she's seeing dam and he didn't notice, so that's going to take away from the romance, and it's not going to happen. The whole thing's going to be called off. So therefore, we don't do bedikos before tashmash. Now the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, the Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch, and basically the straight halacha. I say Shulchan Aruch, even though, basically all the Nosei Kelim. But everyone says that even though that's true, you don't do bedikos before tashmash, but still it's good to check shalo b'shas tashmash. Shalo b'shas tashmash. So now it's not going to be libo nokvu porish. She's not going to be worried every time he wants to have tashmish that she's going to do that bedikah and it might come out bad. But when it's not bifnei baila, so it's good for her to do bedikos, make sure her period is not coming. So that's the straight shita. Eretz Yisrael, Kitzur Sfarim, they all write that. And that's basically straight Shulchan Aruch without a cholik. However, the emes is not so pashut. And this is basically the minhag in America that women are told stam not to do bedikos when they're tahora. And that comes that there's actually, there's many Rishonim, at least half the Rishonim did not learn this way. The Rush and the Maram and many other Rishonim said, no, just like we don't do bedikos for tashmish, we don't do bedikos at all. That whole din of kol hayad, Hamar Bel Livdok Meshubachas, that was talking dafka about a woman who was a suka bataros. But for our woman, but dafka, they shouldn't do it. Why not? The same idea, because it takes away from periphervia, right? They have to worry about it. It really brings to their mind that a woman might be a nida. Not only that, the Maran points out that halachically, what does it mean? If she could check, and she doesn't check, then if she was a nida and didn't notice it, she's b'chayv achatas. Whereas, if we're saying a woman shouldn't check, because it takes away from periphervia, then she's doing the right thing. She's being machmer on periphervia, right? Machmer, and the mela, she's not going to be held accountable because she's doing the right thing. They told her to do this chumra, to not to do b'dikos. And ena chinam, it could be she's going to be needed and didn't notice it. But Chazal are saying you're not a sukkah b'taros, and therefore we don't want you to worry about this. So therefore she won't worry about it, and she'll be completely an anus. So that's what some Rishonim held. That's actually the proper things not to do b'dikos. So this is not for all halacha. However, the in America the minhag is basically not to do b'dikos. And Rav Moshe writes, and it's true with Rav Eider, he says another svara. The emes is a svara that many Rishonim are say not to do b'dikos. That's already is already room for a kula here, because after all it's just a mushubachas. We're not saying this is, we're not being vatal dinner, it's just we're being vatal something that's mushubach. But Rav Moshe said more than that. Rav Moshe said no, he doesn't even know if even the Mishnah was talking about when there were chachamim who could see dam. He says b'yameinu chacham can't see dam, and every time you do a bedika, you're making a chance that you could be machmer shalol l'tzorech. Could be she's going to get a bad bedika, and it's going to be a bad bedika, but really, if you had enough chachma, it wouldn't have been a bad bedika. So to make a woman do something that might be aser her for no reason, so he said, that's more reason to be mekel. That was his far. L'mais, that's the basic minhag, is not to do bedikas when she's tahora. Definitely the basic idea, though, she should be mindful of it. Not to do b'dikos, okay, but to be mindful, she has to be mindful, right? So she has to, you know, she could check her underwear, she could, depending on what her chash is, but avada, if there's any reason whatsoever for her to be worried, she should try to figure out what to do. You know, even if she doesn't do an actual b'dika, whether she could check herself with a piece of toilet paper, but make sure that she's not seeing her period, right? Especially the days when she could get her period, right? She's past her vestos, and you know she's going to get her period soon. So, right? She should never wear black. Also, that's also a pasha thing. Wearing black will make it that she actually won't notice. So, the last thing to talk about here is the bedikos of the riff. So, even though we're coming at a woman who's not Osip Gataros, so she doesn't have to do b'dikos, that's only by a woman who has a vessus. But a woman who does not have a vessus, so by her, that's not the din. Braisa on Dafyud Beis says, Isha she'ein la vessus, asur la shamash divri Revi Meir. Revi Meir says she can't have tashmash. Kanina ben Antigna says, Meshamesh is b'shnei edim, that this woman has to be meshamesh with two edim. Hei nefsua, hei teknuha. They'll mess her up. If she finds them with them, and they could be attacking her. Not exactly clear what the Rav Chanina ben Antigonus is saying, but we don't like Rabbi Meir. That's clear. So what does Rav Chanina ben Antigonus mean? So commonly assumed, I'm not 100% sure why people assume this, but that our women are ein lav avesis. They don't have avesis, and therefore we have to worry now about Rav Chanina ben Antigonus. He says you do need b'dikos. So Rashi Tosu says that he means to say that ein hachinami, normally a woman who's not osip gataros does not need b'dikos, but a woman who doesn't have avesis, which some have thought is perhaps our women, don't have avesis, and therefore they do have to do b'dikos. So I said it over wrong. I'm so sorry. I meant the Rambam and the Rush. I said Tosfos and Rashi. I meant the Rambam and the Rush. Say that you do have to do Bitikos. Rashi and Tosfos were the most makel. They said even he was talking about a sukkah with taros. And Lamaisa we hold by Lahalach is the Rif. So the Rif says, a little bit less clear, but he says that she does Bitikos, she does have to do Bitikos, but Hein Teknuha, Hein Ofsua, Hein Teknuha, is that if she does Bitikos three times, and she sees that Tashmish is not causing her to see Dam, so now she no longer has to be worried. So not, in the Gemara, not clear at all what Rav Chanina ben Antigonus is saying, but he understands that. Mishameshes b'shnei Eidim means is that she has to mishamesh with Eidim to make sure that the Tashmish isn't going to make her see Dam. That's what's brought l'halacha. So the shail is, what does that mean for us? So many have assumed that means that our women don't have a veses. Why don't they have a veses? Because, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have a veses unless you hit the same ona three times in a row, and that rarely happens, and therefore we don't have vestos, and therefore our women need three bedikos. And that's part of the standard halacha, the way it's taught, is that when a chasen and kala get married, they need three bedikos, three times they have to check after tashmish. Right, first she's going to see down because of the basulim, but after that they have to check, and you just explain to them it's just a check if you're seeing down from tashmish, because if you're seeing down from tashmish you have to get divorced. So that's the standard psak. Shmuel, right? It sounds like a great thing, right? To explain. So in America, some have not liked this, so they look for one had just a shach. So the shach says, no, the Rif never meant you had to do bedikos. The Rif was just saying, if you do bedikos, it will have this effect. This will be a way that if you do three bedikos and you find she's Romachmas Tashmish, then that will help you out, that you could divorce her and get rid of her and you won't have to give a ksuva. So it's just telling you, that this is what you could do, but not that you have to do this. Okay, very hard. The emphasis of the Rishonim did not understand the Rif that way. I read on the Rift and see exactly how it's possible to read it that way. But that's a shach shita. However, it's a das yachid. It's not the accepted halacha. Bikur not accepted. Rav Moshe did like it. Rav Moshe and Chelek Gimel Simen Nun, he likes the shach. But it's really against all the stam, all the other svarim, all the kitzis svarim. Rav Moshe says one thing after he says that he's Mekel, he says, V'chein nir ha-me'amatsiyas. Me'amatsiyas, this doesn't make sense. So that really, talks very loud about what Rav Moshe thought. And there's really a point here that's such a pasha point. I didn't really see it made, but it's like such an aleph-based point. What are we talking about? What's our chashash? Things have to have a svara to them. We're saying our women don't have a veses, and now what they're going to see based on tashmish. So it's a palach. Who cares if she has a veses or she doesn't have a veses? What does it have anything to do with whether she's going to see because of tashmish? Rush asked the kasha. Why is that? So the Ran explains is that normally a woman has a clock and she sees her veset every month. Why is a woman not seeing? Why doesn't she see a veses? So it must be something's wrong with this woman. And something's causing her to see Dam, not her clock. And that, therefore, she has no veses, so maybe Tashmish is what's going to cause her to see. So what's he talking about? It's an interesting thing. I saw this once. The one case I was asked about a person who was actually seeing Machmas Tashmish. The wife was taka, Tashmish was making her see. But they went to the doctor, and they pointed out, which already the husband knew, they were telling me, is that she's not seeing regularly. She's not getting at all regular periods, meaning she sees for 20 days, then she doesn't see for 3 months. Like different, totally erratic type of Rios. So what was going on? What was going on is that her body was not draining. There's something wrong. Lots of things could block the drain. You know, the piha makar is too narrow, or there's a growth there, or something's malformed. Whatever it is, something causing it that it doesn't drain, and the blood just sits there. And then tashmish pushing against it, and that excitement or the woman's body reacting to tashmish, that causes the blood to go out, right? A woman, when she's mazria, that will cause, when she gets excited and tashed, that will actually cause the dam to come out if this dam just sitting there. What? It's exactly nafal harara. Yes, okay, exactly. This is exactly the story the Gemara tells us with Rebbe. That the woman who didn't have a vesis was seeing machmas tashmish, said what to do. He said, go scare her, the whole story. And what happened? This blood clot comes out, the blood clotted there, and therefore it was not letting the blood go out, and it fell out. And Baruch Hashem, the plumber comes, he unstuffed the drain, and now everything's flowing beautifully. So that's the chayr, what we're talking about here. Right, the Lashon there is the Gemara says a Lashon that if she's mamalav an ofetzes, there's such a thing, and you could be attacking her if there's some way to get this blockage out. If you can't, then she's stuck. She's mamalav an ofetzes. So that's the Metzius, and therefore stafki she ain't lovesis. Right, it's talking. That's what Rav Meir says. She has to get divorced. Right, it's not. It's not saying all our women have to get divorced, because of course it's not true. The whole assumption here is not true. We're talking about women who are totally normal. There's nothing wrong. She's a woman yesh levesis. I lefil the shulchan aruch. You have to hit the same ona. Okay, if that's pshat, so she's taka doesn't have. You could say she doesn't have that type of vesis. But avada, our women are normal. They're exactly as normal, and they're showing them. The Ravid says that his woman was normal. It's exactly what's normal today to see in a window between 2 days or 6 days, somewhere to have a window in which they see, and that's totally normal and healthy. Is that a vesses? So that's totally on the dinim and vestos about the Ramak. She says the whole thing will become a vesses. But okay, if you hold it's not a vesses, so enachnam, you don't have a vesses yamim. Also doesn't mean you don't have a vesis, right? Most women have a vesis aguf. Most women are in touch with themselves, you know, the touch with what they feel, and if they see exactly the changes in the color of their discharges, they'll know they have a vesis aguf, and it's coming as part of a regular period. It's not a... There's nothing wrong with them, and they don't have to be traumatized by doing these bedikos. There's no reason. She's a healthy woman. She's not going to see machmas tashmish, and then mela. They don't have to worry about it. So I was sticking into Rav Moshe's v'chein hu amitzias. He doesn't say it, but that's what I would say is the way to go. Okay.
So that's the general minhag in America.
My feelings in the Yeshivish world, they do the three bedikos. I was certainly taught to do the three bedikos. The kitzes farm basically also say, at least used to all say it. I just don't understand it. I really think it's sort of there's been a misunderstanding. There's a lot of misunderstandings. Like, it goes along with the misunderstanding. We don't have our gushes anymore. We don't have vesis hagufs anymore. You know, and there's a lot of misunderstandings that they take off and they sort of, you know, they create a new world that now our women are ein lovesses, and therefore that comes along with this chumra. You know, but it's really not true. No, women do have vesses, as Manah said. They have a vesses haguf. They probably have a vesses of the ramav yimei mavucha, or they could have that, depending what you hold. And there's no... There's no need to really talk about this whole chumrah, except for those exceptional cases.